Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, burnout expert, keynote speaker, and author focused on burnout as a match issue at work. Fried looks at burnout as information, not failure. When people, roles, expectations, leadership behaviors, and systems fall out of alignment, burnout is often the signal. Seasons 1 through 10 of Fried focus primarily on individual burnout and recovery, and those episodes are still available. You can use the Fried episode finder to find the conversations that best match what you're dealing with right now. Starting in season 11, the focus shifts to the workplace. The conversations center on how leaders and organizations can improve match and get rid of burnout in realistic, sustainable ways. I also work directly with companies and events through burnout and emotional intelligence keynotes, workshops, and longer-term advisory work. If burnout has been getting your attention, this podcast will help you understand what it's pointing to and how to find a better match.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast.
Hi, Kate Donovan here, host of Fried the Burnout Podcast and keynote speaker, author, and all the things. I am in the midst of writing another book. I'm 23,000 words in, and I have started this book now 3 or 4 times. I'm on the final start, but here's what happened. As I was going through all the information, I was writing about something I've talked about on the podcast in the past, which is the web of causation, the theory that burnout comes from a lot of different places. It's a complex background scenario that starts very early in childhood, involves the workplace, yes, but also your family, your culture, your environment, your health, and your personality states and traits. And so all of those things I was writing about, and I'm going through, and I'm getting a little frustrated because I'm looking into what the result is from this book. Because just giving people information is not really what I want to do. You can get information anywhere, but you need an actionable step to take with the information. So I was struggling through it and struggling through it and struggling through it. And then I came across a statement, which I don't have in front of me, so I will not quote directly, from one of the pieces of research that I've been reading on burnout for, I've read this one, I don't know, too many times. And it said that the more mismatch you have, the more burnout you have, basically. This was Christina Maslach and Michael Leader and Willem Schaufeli. And I started thinking about the idea of match, fit, alignment, sort of all of those words in a bucket, and what it means to be matched to the right role and to the right people and with yourself, and why we are mismatched and why we allow mismatch and why we choose mismatch, and what is underneath that, and can we solve for that problem in each of the 6, you know, sections of factors that could be a problem. So if we look at the workplace and autonomy is something that can be mismatched. In order to match autonomy between a job and a person, we need to know how much autonomy that job provides and how much autonomy the person doing the job prefers. So autonomy is a good example for me personally, because I need a lot of autonomy. It's why I work for myself. So I like to have control over how and when and why I do things. And then you have people like my mom, who is my favorite person on the planet, but does not need to have that much control and or the responsibility that goes with it. She's happy to get a, hey, can you do these 5 things? She'll check them off the list and then she'll be done. She doesn't need to have the decision-making power or the control over how things get done. So we are 2 ends of the spectrum. We would not be happy in the same job roles. And so there's a lot of research out there that says, you know, the more autonomy people have, the better they perform. But then when you start digging deeper, there's research that says, well, if you give people too much autonomy that they, when they don't want it or do not have the skills to use it properly, then it has the opposite effects that we're looking for. So the upcoming book is all about the fact that burnout is not really a people problem. It's not a workplace problem. It's not the fault of organizations. It's not a lack of resilience in people. Burnout is a mismatch problem. The more mismatches you have, the higher your likelihood of burnout. And some of those mismatches exist in your life or on your teams, not because anybody's doing anything wrong, but simply because we are not aware enough of how important that is or what we really need to ask the basic questions around it, which are, does this align with who I am, with my values, what I need, etc.? Most of us are focused on, does this align with how much money I want to make, which is part of a value? Does this align with the idea that I think that I should continuously be promoted for doing a good job, even if I don't want that level of job, right? Like, we're not really asking if something is matched for us or fits us or is aligned with us. We're just moving forward on this path and sort of taking what comes because society says it's a good idea, because of whatever. So what we're going to be talking about over the next X amount of months in the podcast is this idea of match. And we're going to talk about more workplace ideas. We're going to talk with Zach Mercurio about mattering, Susie Welch about values, Jen Fisher about hope. So we're going to be taking all of these things in the workplace, and we're going to be working through, how do we create a match for you? How do we create a match on teams? How do we help leaders and teams come together and figure out what a match is for them? Because the more we have match, the less we have burnout. So that these are just some initial thoughts. I'm still sort of pulling through them as I figure out writing the remaining, 30,000 words of this book. It's not a fully formed idea yet. I'm getting there, but I wanted to let you know where I'm at, what's going through my head, and where we're going to be looking moving forward so that we have a clear path. All right, that's all for today. See you next time. Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, burnout expert, keynote speaker, and author focused on burnout as a match issue at work. Fried looks at burnout as information, not failure. When people, roles, expectations, leadership behaviors, and systems fall out of alignment, burnout is often the signal. Seasons 1 through 10 of Fried focus primarily on individual burnout and recovery, and those episodes are still available. You can use the Fried episode finder to find the conversations that best match what you're dealing with right now. Starting in season 11, the focus shifts to the workplace. The conversations center on how leaders and organizations can improve match and get rid of burnout in realistic, sustainable ways. I also work directly with companies and events through burnout and emotional intelligence keynotes, workshops, and longer-term advisory work. If burnout has been getting your attention, this podcast will help you understand what it's pointing to and how to find a better match.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast.